Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. A definition is the meaning of a word. And this morning and this evening, I want to introduce you to another word in the Bible. It also begins with the letter A, and it is the word adoption. Adoption. As you likely know, adoption is legally taking another's child as one's own. Adoption is legally taking another's child as one's own. Maybe you are adopted, or maybe you are the parent who adopted your son and or daughter. Adoption is a necessary and incredibly valuable ministry that a family can provide to one who is orphaned or abandoned by birth parents, or a parent that wants nothing to do with their son or daughter. Often there is abuse or neglect. Oh, to be welcomed, loved, and cared for by being brought into a family. That is the wish of countless children in our country and around the world at this very hour. Children that have been adopted by a loving family have said, quote, "We were not abandoned. We were chosen. We were given a chance," end quote. One of the fascinating realities about the years I lived in Hong Kong were the many parents who came to mainland China, stopping in Hong Kong on their way out of the mainland with their adopted Chinese children. I'll never forget the love and careful nurture the new and nervous parents gave these babies as we met them at church or took them out for a meal together. They came to Asia as a husband and wife and left as dad and mom. They flew back to the States or wherever they came from as a family. And watching those kids grow up and become adults, the ones I know have never failed to appreciate what mom and dad did for them. Indeed, adoption is a ministry. It comes straight from the heart of Father God. Listen to Psalm chapter 68, verse 5. The verse says, God is a father of the fatherless, a father of the fatherless. Psalm 68, verse 5. So that to be adoptive parents is to reflect the nature and character of God himself. If you are considering adopting at home or abroad, I encourage you to do so. It is a long and sometimes painstaking process, but your kindness for children without godly parents will be an act of love that reflects well on who God is to all of us. He is our loving, heavenly Father. And according to these verses in the New Testament book of Galatians, verses that we will discuss this week, God has adopted everyone who is a Christian. Hear the word of God in Galatians chapter 4 and verses 5 and 6. So that Jesus might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. I just read Galatians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Read this for yourself several times throughout the week, if you would. Galatians 4, 5 and 6. It's easy to remember. 4, 5, 6. Right there in verse 5 is our word, adoption. And when we gather tomorrow, we will start by defining the Greek word there, translated into the English as adoption. What does the Apostle Paul, the author of Galatians, mean by the use of this word? Be sure to be here to find out. As the week progresses, we will be talking about spiritual adoption, that is being welcomed in the family of God by our loving Heavenly Father, by our true parent. So do not miss an edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.